Wow. New home in a new house and a new version of an audio boo that I'm using right now. It's to the beta, and I've been holding off using it due to not having much signal anywhere. But I just realised that there is reasonably good 3G where I am now living, which is in Cambridgeshire. I'm leaning against a lot of crackly boxes. You may hear in the background, basically my office is just... Let me try and move so I can get to the window. An ocean of boxes. It's a really nice room, which I've been told is the guest room and is not to be an office, so I'm not to be comfortable. Even though it's absolutely perfect, there is so much storage, there is just so many lights, there's even there's a little booth where I could be doing video blogs with a strangely diffused front-facing light just above my head, which would be absolutely perfect for nice, clean, clear video. It seems quiet, which is another bonus, especially for doing audio like this. And more plug sockets than any human could ever possibly want. And that's me saying that. But I do think I will probably be evicted to a garden office, what with this being kind of the only guest bedroom and liking to have guests around. So yeah, it was traumatic, exciting, stressful, chaotic, crazy, moving, all these things, house moving, home moving is, of course, the home is just the space between the walls, but we tend to fill that with just so much. It's not clutter. It's all stuff. I would say a lot of useful stuff as I stand here in a cardboard version of Stonehenge, but with the spaces filled in with more boxes. I don't have any internet connection yet, which is kind of making me a little bit edgy, like I'm going through some kind of digital cold turkey. Contacted a number of different companies, everybody in the area, and I spoke to a lot of the neighbours, are saying that... the place where I am will not allow cable, even though we're right next to the exchange and all kinds of cool stuff, which is nice, but no cable because it meant digging the roads up. I mean, how short-sighted is that? Digital Britain has to obviously get over some of these small-minded council people who nobody wants to be in the borough council. I've already been asked if I wanted to be in the local council, and no disrespect to the old people that seem to have the get up and go to do these kind of jobs, but it is mainly people that I see locally in this particular instance that don't even have an internet connection, so they don't see the value of an internet connection. Anyway, I could probably talk a long time about that. I ended up going back with BT, I know, but it seems to be all the internet providers here, you have to get a BT phone line in anyway. So if I've got to pay line rental, I was looking at getting a Skybox just because the way of recording the TV has never ever really worked properly, and there's a lot of, you know, pause, rewind and all the rest of it. I'm not a big TV watcher, but it's nice to have that there. And so there was a ridiculously cheap package for about £14, which will get phone line, BT Vision, unlimited bandwidth, which is a perk being carried over from my last bill, broadband, and I won't have to pay for it for a year due to the amount of credit I've amassed through BT Care on Twitter, thankfully sorting out a lot of the cock-ups that BT made with my last bills. So now I have a good relationship with the Twitter side of BT. I'm hoping that it will be plain sailing from here. We'll see. We'll see. Who knows? Sometimes companies just get too big. Double glazing here, which is nice. The house is a little bit more eco-y. It's a lot newer. This is 1949 or something like that, whereas the last house was 200 years old. So I'm not sure exactly when that was built. And there's so much going on in the area, it's crazy. I just spent last night driving around and seeing like shops and garden centres and places to go and parks and rivers and marinas and paintball places and firing ranges. There's so many shooting ranges around here, and not just your normal kind of let's take your shotgun out. I mean, serious guns. I don't know if it's because there are military bases in the area, but it's one step closer to civilization, definitely, whereas living in the village before was a little bit hardcore. So only about 20 minutes, half an hour or so from Cambridge, depending if I'm on a motorbike or in a car. And yes, it's nice to be starting afresh, even if for the next 6 months it looks like I'll be looking at boxes and attempting to hang things on the walls where things used to be. I'm liking the new Audioboo app. I'm liking the interface. I'm liking the welcome message. I'm thinking this will be rolled out in not too long at all. I still wish there was a way of shutting down all third-party notifications. The reason why I have two mobile phones is so that if a phone call comes through, it doesn't mess with an Audioboo. And I can turn notifications off on one of my phones. I haven't turned off Goala notifications on this phone, and already I've had two or three windows pop up whilst making this recording. And for a seamless, quick switching off, it would be nice just to stop. There's no reason for it to be transmitting or doing anything. So I wonder if there's a shortcut that you can introduce that maybe switches the phone to aircraft mode or something. I don't know. I'm sure Apple will probably make that as difficult as possible. But yeah, looks good. And I look forward to doing many more Audioboos in this new region, this new area, which seems to be untouched by social media so far. I found one person on Twitter and they have a shop. And I'm walking into places that I cannot believe are not on Goala. Like, I went into a Tesco's, don't ask, 24 hours. Tesco's Extra last night wasn't even on Goala. This place is massive. Hundreds of thousands of people pass through the doors. Not one person thought about sticking it on Goala. That's the kind of area I'm in. Ripe for the picking. Right. More boxes need to be opened. Back to work.